Welcome back to the Roundtable. Given unprecedented times, the Food Pantries for the Capital District is working to ensure that our local food pantries are prepared in the face of circumstances which are devastating to the most vulnerable community members. Schools are closed, hourly and low-wage workers are losing income or their jobs, businesses are hurting desperately, and seniors are isolated. So local food pantries are able to help. But how, and how hard is that job? Natasha Pernicka is the executive director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. She joins us this morning, and it's a great pleasure to have Natasha with us, as always. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Joe. We're hanging in there. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. We just heard from the governor and the press conference, and, you know, again, a lot of news about senior citizens and concern about senior citizens in the state. Of course, Friday we got the putting the state on pause. How does all of this affect you? And I guess the question is twofold. One, and what it means for the need that you were seeing. That's one part of the question. And the other part of the question is simply, how are you all able to do your job and address that need while still staying safe?
Sure. Those are the questions that we are answering. And I have to say, so number one, we know there are a lot of people in the community now that are going to have a really hard time getting out to get help from food pantries. So we are fortunate that we have so many people trying to come together and help, that we are working with our food pantry members and other people in the community on food delivery opportunities to deliver groceries to people who are now homebound and are not leaving their homes because of their status as being a vulnerable community member. So that is what we're working on. And I think what we want people to know is that food pantries are here to help. Of our 68 food pantries, only 4 have closed to date. So most are still operating. They are operating short-staffed because of the school closures. A lot of workers are having to work from home or be home with their children. As well, a lot of the volunteers are now no longer able to assist at food pantries. But pantries are changing their operations. So they're pre-packing bags. A lot of them are operating by appointment so that they can reduce the number of people in line at a time. And I think the thing that's most important is that we're going to see a lot more people in need of food pantry assistance now who might not even know what a food pantry is. So food pantries provide grocery items to help you stock your shelves. It's a not prepared meal. It's food that you take home, you know, pasta, sauce. A lot of pantries are still carrying produce, grains, meats. And we want people to know, how do you get food pantry help? There's not an income guideline. It's based on need. So if people are looking for food pantry assistance here in the Capital District, they can call our phone number, which is 518-458-1167, extension 108 for our food access referral line. We're operating that with the most up-to-date resource information as pantries are changing their hours of operation and their operating schedules. And you can also go to our website, thefoodpantries.org. We have a COVID-19 food access resource listing that we're also keeping updated. So what can people in the community do to help? I think most people don't realize that the majority of food that food pantries distribute, they actually paid for.
Right.
So food drives are great. Food drives are great, but pantries dollars can go a lot farther, and we are seeing an increased need right now. The pantries that are open are getting slammed. So if people are able to donate cash right now to help keep food pantry shelves full, that is incredibly helpful. And while I know there are a lot of people that are wanting to volunteer and get involved, we are keeping a list. So if you're interested, we're making matches between our food pantry members who are running short-staffed to help fill that being able to lift boxes and heavy boxes is helpful. So just putting that out there.
Let me just ask you, because you just said a lot that I want to, I just want to ask some follow-up questions to, just so for clarity,
sure.
To clarify all of this. One is the idea of money as opposed to food drives. Food drives are great. The reason money is so good, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you can buy things at a reduced rate in bulk that the pantries need, right? Then you can control what's coming in.
That's correct. If you donate cash either to our organization or your local food pantry, those food pantries will be able to order the specific items that they need at a much discounted cost than if you were going to go to the grocery store and buy those items. And honestly, we don't, you know, the grocery store's stock right now is pretty low on a lot of those things that pantries typically carry. And our food bank at this point is saying that they are well stocked
okay.
to help the pantries. So,
now,
but the pantries need the money to order the food, and we will deliver it.
That was another question I had. If I'm going into my local grocery store and I can't find soup, then you aren't running into the same trouble. You are able to get that and to order that and have it on your shelves as of now.
At this point, yeah, pantries still have good stock available. So we do have items that are available through the food pantries that you might not see at your grocery store. This isn't to say if you're a person who has means, please don't inundate the food pantry system. It really is for people who don't have any other resources.
The other question I have is that when you think about, I think you said this, but you are a network of food pantries. What is it, 60-some that you have, right?
Yeah, we work with 68 food pantries,
okay.
And we also are working with a lot of other providers as well right now.
So do they all operate separately, or does what covers you and if I'm used to going to this particular food pantry, what you're saying sort of covers all of them, and maybe some are open and some aren't. Am I correct in that?
That's correct. Yeah. And I mean, of the pantries in our network, only 4 out of 68 have closed their operations at this point. So most are operating at this point. So that's great, because that means they're out in the community where you are. And our organization is keeping track of who's open, who's closed, but they are all their own individual organizations.
So the best way for people to help, obviously, cash is one way. And another way to do that is simply by volunteering too, right? And you, as you say, there's a list and people can do that. I assume, I know you to be a very calm, cool, collected person, Natasha. So I assume you are not like freaking out, but are you worried about volunteers, or are you in a good place?
You know, as far as having enough volunteers?
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, my concern right now is to reduce the spread of COVID-19. And so I think when you're engaging a large group of new volunteers, you're increasing that point of contact for people to be coming together. So what we're trying to do, and what a lot of the pantries are trying to do, is limit the number of people that we're all exposing ourselves to, right? So that can be tricky if you have a group of volunteers that wants to help out. So what we and the individual pantries are trying to do is create volunteer opportunities that have distance, you know, so that we're not cramming people in rooms. We need people who can lift things, so we're asking them to like follow our truck in their own car instead of riding with our driver. So we're trying to put things in place, but I would say we do need volunteers, and we'll see how that goes. Now that Matilda's Law is in place, we'll see how that impacts the pantries who are open, and what volunteers will stay home from here this week. So we'll be able to update the community as that unfolds.
What are your thoughts about how? This is your chance. Like, this is your rebuttal, Natasha. This is, you're coming on right after the governor, so you get to tell us In a perfect world, how's this response going in New York State? I mean, generally, the state and the governor especially are getting great kudos for their work. As someone who is in the trenches and working with the population of those who are food insecure, how is that going?
So I have to say that the governor is doing a great job communicating and handling and really serving as a leader for our state, and we appreciate that very much. I've been getting some good responses from some representatives from the state when we have questions. For example, understanding that food pantries are an essential service.
Right.
So this is critical right now. I think that it's going to be really important for the state to understand that food pantries are not food banks. We are operating on the ground level, coordinating at the actual service points. And so I think it's really important for people in the community to realize that actual food pantries need support right now, as well as food banks. Food banks are critical as the big warehouse of food resources, but the pantries are the actually point of contact where doing the delivery of the service. And so I think that is really important for the state to understand, as well as the community. Volunteers and pantries are concerned. You know, again, right. We don't have face masks either. And so when we're starting to set up a lot of food delivery services, because now so many people are homebound, you know, we're trying to be safe in our practices as well. And yes, of course, medical services are definitely the priority right now for supplies like that. But pantries and other food providers also need these safety things as well. So that's kind of my initial thoughts.
And one of my thoughts would be just that you have to be thinking, and I know you're thinking about this, but you have to be thinking about what the governor just said a few moments ago. He said it yesterday, too. Look, we don't know when this is going to wind down. We have no idea. But it could be 4 months. It could be 6 months. It could be 9 months. Meaning, in your planning, you have to deal with what's happening today, but you also have to think ahead of how you do all of this for the long haul.
Right. We are fortunate. I mean, we're looking at this as a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes.
And we recognize that a lot of these pantries are in human services organizations that have a mission to serve. We're hoping they'll continue to provide services. Some of the pantries that have closed at this point are smaller, you know, 100% volunteer run. And so we know that on the ground, people are making the best decisions they can. I think that we are fortunate that people in the community recognize the importance of keeping this critical food access open. And so really, it's those donations. You know, if the state has funding to provide the food assistance providers to pay for food, and I'll be honest, we are working overtime at the Food Pantries for the Capital District. My team is triaging, and many of the individual food pantries are as well. So we can really use the support to make sure that the most vulnerable people in our community have food during this time.
All right. I want to make sure that people have the information that you just gave us, which is really important. First of all, the website is thefoodpantries.org, thefoodpantries.org. That is one thing to know. The other is your phone number, which is 518. And by the way, I was jotting this down while you said it, so if I got it wrong, let me know. 518-4458-1167, extension 118.
Let me correct you on that one.
Yes, please do.
Here's
and whoever's number I gave, my apologies. Go ahead.
This is specifically for the food access referral line. It's 518-458-1167, extension 108.
108. Oh, well, then I didn't do too far. Okay, all right.
That's
it was just the wrong extension. I just ticked off somebody in your team.
But you can
that's
call,
all.
You can call the number and we'll direct you either way, 518-458-1167.
Natasha.
For any of your questions.
Natasha Pernicka is the executive director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, thefoodpantries.org, thefoodpantries.org. Natasha, I can't thank you enough for the great work you and your team are doing in the community. I thank you for your persistence. I thank you for your friendship, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon.
Thank you, Joe, for this opportunity to share this information. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Again, Natasha Pernicka is the executive director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, thefoodpantries.org.